Hey guys, I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
And we are fucking just stoked to announce our new partnership with Alt Playground.
Guys, it's a whole new fucking playground for us to play on. So this is an open community for non-monogamous people like us and sexually open people
like us
to play around, to connect, share, and create new adventures together. So this site has been up for about 20 years, but it's been just regionally.
Don't let that 20 years scare you because, yes, it's been around for 20 years, but hey, at least on your phone, you don't have to pinch and zoom because it is mobile friendly. It is perfect for what you're looking for.
Yeah, they're expanding it nationally. Everyone can now get a part of this playground.
And the best part is you can find our show on there.
Hell fucking yeah.
What more do you want in a platform?
So come check it out. Write us a message. See if you like it. And we hope to see you there.
Yep, we'll have links in the show notes, descriptions, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and we'll even be advertising that on our website.
Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
And this is our first episode back together.
Yay! We broke up for a little bit, but now we're together.
Yeah, we really didn't.
All right, guys, so I know you've heard Adam's solo chat. It was fucking bomb. The quality was great. Yeah. Hopefully this quality stays consistent with that.
Yeah,
We did switch positions because I like a chair, not a stool to sit on.
Bar stool.
We're currently still in the fucking closet, okay? We have an extra bonus, like our playroom, and we wanted to turn our playroom into our sex room where we do this podcast, also fuck other people, but it's still in the works. Like, our chairs haven't gotten here yet. We ordered some new chairs.
They're supposed to be delivered on our wedding date, so that'll be exciting. So speaking of our wedding date, we've actually are somehow still able to get hitched in June, on June 9th. So our
6-9.
Exactly. That's our wedding date.
Guys, we're getting married at a grocery store.
So the reason why is because here in South Carolina, well, everything's still under lock and key, but we're opening back up. But we've decided to push the actual ceremony out towards till next year, while this year we're still going to do the courthouse, and we decided to get an officiant because you kind of have to. And rather than do a little bit bigger of than a courthouse thing, we just decided to just meet the officiant where they requested, which is a grocery store. Very romantic. And she does all the paperwork. And then we are essentially legally married at that point.
Yay! I'm planning on wearing some lingerie. Literally.
Slut.
And we still have to get Adam's outfit together. I don't want him wearing his little khaki shorts and a t-shirt.
I just don't understand what's wrong with a Seahawks jersey.
Then I'll marry someone else.
His name's Tate.
But yeah, so that's what we're doing this weekend. Sorry, in June.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks from tomorrow, actually. When we're recording this, 2 weeks from our wedding date. But for those of you that don't know, Tate is Kelly's imaginary joking boyfriend.
I love Tate.
She loves to rotate as well.
All right, guys, but let's introduce our socials. The only one that fucking matters, Instagram. I run that shit.
Well, tell them how they can find that shit.
At TNR Podcast on Instagram.
Do you remember what the Twitter handle is?
At TNR Podcast.
Do you remember the website?
The Naked Relationship. Bitch, I just said this in my solo chat, okay?
Which will be released on Friday.
Friday.
And we're releasing this episode on a Monday.
Are we?
Yes.
Ooh, you get 2-for-1.
A twofa. All
right, guys. We are also... All right, guys. Let's talk about what we fucking did this weekend, okay?
What did we do? I don't remember.
So on Friday... Was it Friday or Saturday? For me. Okay, so we had a swinger party on Saturday, but for me, it was more like a self-care Saturday because I was out doing all kinds of shit.
Girl, you done got your nails did.
I got my nails did. I got my toes did. I got a fucking full body massage in the morning. I went and got a piercing, aka cartilage piercing, and my body rejected it. So I took it out yesterday because it was huge and inflamed. And I'm one of those people that keeps it clean.
Ma'am, this is America. We say huge.
It was huge. I kept it clean. I was like cleaning it like a boss. And I've had one before and my body rejected it. So I was like, maybe I'll give it one more shot. Nope. This bitch can only have one hole in each ear. So I was out doing like I was doing me all day, and then that night the party was like what, at 7?
I mean, I think that's just when we showed up, and we weren't even like the fifth ones there.
Yeah, so we have this part like swinger party, and like before we even went to the swinger party, I was not like I haven't been feeling like having sex. Because I've just been stressed from work, stressed from Adam.
Not having a job.
Yeah, that's just kind of weighing on me. But like, we're financially okay, but just like the thought of you not working is just like, it's stressful to me. So this bleeds into my sexual libido and it just makes me not want to fucking have sex.
Libido? What libido?
Exactly. That was good. That was good. I told Adam this, like, before we went to the party.
So we left the pool, and we're walking on the sidewalk of our apartment complex away from the pool. And she loudly says, I don't want to fuck anyone tonight at this party. And I'm like,
You make it sound like I was yelling it, okay? We're outside. I use my fucking outside voice, so.
You definitely weren't yelling it, but I do think that, like, if people were on their balcony, because you want to be more quiet about us being swingers than I do, and so I was just kind of taken aback by it, but anyway, so this whole time leading up to the party I'm thinking, all right, Kelly's not gonna have sex, maybe this is like
a social gathering type thing, like we haven't been around people, like a group of people recently because corona.
Well, the other thing is like I didn't know if you wanted me not to have sex, and I didn't want you to feel left out, and so I didn't know if I was going to have sex either.
Babe, I thought it was understood that, like, yeah, you could. I was just telling you how I was feeling. I didn't feel like having sex, okay? But that does not automatically mean that you don't have sex either.
Well, I just didn't want you to feel left out. We get there, and who do we see? A thermometer.
So this organizer, he is thorough to a fucking T. Like, he limited the amount of people that could come to the party.
And if you don't have test results, you ain't getting in.
Yeah, you have to have recent STD results. He had a fucking, you know how you go to a hospital? I don't know if any of you have been to a hospital, but they like check your temperature before you go in. Workers and visitors, anyone basically who goes through a door has to get their temperature checked.
At least during corona.
He had a thermometer checking our temperatures, making sure we were good. He made us go through a specific door. Like, when I got there, I also washed my hands because I just felt like it was the right thing to do. But, like, we had a little spread of food and drinks. He had a little tip jar for, you know, I know it takes a lot as an organizer to put on these types of things. And like someone mentioned, like, hey, can we tip for your laundry bill? Because there's a lot of squirters in this group.
Myself included. Well, no, I mean, because a lot of people either helped out by bringing food or donations. And mm-hmm. So we dropped some cash.
Yeah, we dropped some cash in there. And yeah, we just sat on the couch. He told us it was okay to grab food and drinks. And we usually bring our own drinks because we have a 2-drink limit. And we usually bring our own, like, 2 of whatever we're drinking for the night. I think he brought 2 high gravity beers. I brought my 2 hard Italian sodas.
I mean, they go hard.
They go hard in the mofo.
I mean, really just hard in the paint.
So we grabbed some food, we sat around, socialized, we were kind of just waiting for everyone to get there. And I kind of already had it in my head that I wasn't really feeling it. And I let the organizer know because he just wants to make sure that everyone's comfortable and, you know, everyone fucks, has a good time.
All consensually, and he will throw people out if needed.
He's really nice. So we get there, and like, how many people? Was it like 10?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, like around
plus 10 or minus two.
Yeah, 10 people showed up, which is what was the number that was said. Like, he didn't want to go all out with this being the first like social gathering, and he was very cautious about this. And I really appreciate it from a health point stand of view. He gives the okay for people if they want to go upstairs, which is where all the action happens.
And like everything downstairs, you have to at least have bottoms on.
Yeah, he doesn't want you sitting your bare ass on his couch, which is understandable.
He may want to fuck you, but he doesn't want to sit where your bare ass was. And I totally understand that.
Yeah. So everyone else kind of goes upstairs. Me and Adam just kind of chill downstairs. I think they were waiting on another organizer to get there. And he didn't get there till a little bit later.
And you guys know who he is.
And he gets there. Me and Adam wander upstairs. I still at this point did not feel like doing anything. I just kind of wanted to watch. I didn't want it to be uncomfortable.
Like when we got upstairs, we just kind of caught everyone at the right moment, like they were taking a break. And so we just chatted with everybody for what, like 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, we were just chatting, hanging out. At one point, I think I told you it was okay for you to go play if you wanted to. And this is a girl. I think you played with a girl who you had a gangbang with.
Yep.
And I think Adam wanted me to watch him get fucked.
I think because downstairs, I think I said something along the lines of, do you want to watch me? And or something along those lines. Maybe it was on the way there. I don't remember. But I think I remember something like that. And you said yes. And so that's. So in my mind, I thought you were going to watch. And so when me and this girl were doing it, I was like, I kept looking around the corner for you. And I was like, oh, dang, maybe she's upset or whatever. I had no idea. And so because you just like disappeared.
I disappeared because one of the girls that is more my age wanted to go downstairs and get a drink and just chill. And I just like followed her because
you wanted to see her cat pictures.
Yeah, she said she would show me her pussies. And I was also getting kind of hungry again because they brought some bomb-ass food, guys. They bought some Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. Boo. They had, like, these cheap types of salad that I asked the girl for the recipe for. They brought a bunch of drinks and cookies and snacks, all this stuff. And I was for it. I wanted to get my grub on. So I went downstairs and go be a little chubby monkey and go eat some more. So that's what I was doing. And Adam was upstairs looking for me. But I just want him to know that he can do what he wants. He doesn't need to check in. Like, during the whole, like, night, he was kind of checking in it felt like every 30 minutes to make sure I was okay.
The week leading up to it, like, you and I have both been, like, really stressed out. And, like, we were both so stressed that I felt that it was, if anything went wrong, I wanted to check on you. Or, like, if I thought something was going wrong or if I thought you were having a negative reaction. He's
just overly cautious with everything.
Because we were so stressed out.
Yeah, which I understand. Yeah, but.
And it's, like, sometimes it's a little bit difficult to read you now because, like, I'm overthinking everything.
He overthinks everything.
Every goddamn thing. So, like, sometimes, like, I think you're pissed or you're upset when you're not now.
Yeah, I'm just in my own head just thinking about shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was downstairs. He was upstairs. I could fucking hear that bitch moan and shit all the way downstairs.
I mean, I'd love to say that it was just a me thing, but I mean, that's just how she is normally.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing at all. I mean, it's very enjoyable. And I mean, she started blowing me and her amazing blowjob skills struck again. And then, like, I told her, like, don't get me to come yet. Like, and so she put the condom on. She starts riding me, and she's just fucking going to town. And, like, I'm playing with her voluptuous chi-chis. And...
with you. Well, continue.
Anyway, I'm playing with her voluptuous chi-chis while she's riding me, and then I didn't starfish completely this time, a little bit, but I could feel a migraine coming on from before we even left to go to this party, so I took it a little bit easy. But, you know, she knows, like, Melissa knows that I am not a starfish, typically, unless, like, I
starfish
a fucking migraine. So, anyway, but anyway, eventually I came and she just kept going. And sometimes after I come, if I keep going or the action keeps going, Pepe will get back up and just be extremely hard again. For those of you who don't remember, Pepe is the nickname that Kelly gave to my penis. However, Pepe could not stand back up for whatever reason. And so we just kind of took a break, went downstairs. I found Kelly, made sure she was not upset.
I was fucking fine. I was eating my nuggies.
And you were talking to Jay, Edgar Hoover. A nice guy. Poor guy. Poor guy, though.
He had some stuff going on, family stuff, and he was trying to drown it with some Cran Apple Royale. What is it? Sorry, crown flavored apple flavored crown. That's what I'm trying to fucking say.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah. So after a while, we're all just kind of sitting on the couch, and Kelly decides to put her leg on a fine gentleman's lap, and he starts, like, rubbing it and caressing her a little bit. And eventually that gentleman goes upstairs with a female gal pal of ours. And I look at Kelly and I was like, do you want to go fuck him? And she's like, yeah. So then we both go upstairs and, like, I use the bathroom, or, like, we both use the bathroom. And then you went first. So when I got out of the bathroom, he was already putting it in you. And I'm like, my dude.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. You gave me... No. Pause. I think this is very important. We went upstairs, okay? And I think we went into the room. He was giving one of our friends a full body massage. And I wanted one, too.
Oh, I got ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He jumped ahead.
Yes.
And then I made Adam give me a massage.
You didn't make me. I just fucking started doing it.
And it felt so good. I was so... thrilled. And he got to rub my feet. Oh, so good.
Kelly's almost flat-footed. She has, like, a 1% arch or something.
Like 0.5% arch.
Yeah. So, but anyway, she has, like, plantar fasciitis. So rubbing her feet a lot is a very good way to keep Kelly happy, because her feet are always hurting. So... we started massaging the ladies, and somehow during the massage, I was able to get Kelly undressed, completely nude. Hashtag goals and winning.
Yes.
And so eventually, when he started going down on the girl, I started eating your ass as well as finger banging you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And and then eventually, what? Like, I just... I'm going to put my dick in. Is that how it happened?
Yeah.
So I put my dick in and start going to town. And I think I'm going to come in, like, you know, how I do in, like, 2 seconds. But so I get her down on her knees and start trying to give her a facial. But then we realize, like, Pepe's not ready to throw up yet.
It was like fap, fap, fap. Nothing.
Yeah.
Air.
So I put you back on the bed on your back and started going to town. I don't know what it is. Like,
what?
It's just too fucking good. Anyway, so eventually I come, and then I think me and you, that's when we go to the bathroom, right? Yeah,
that's when we take a little break, because I had to pee really bad.
Yeah, and then I waited outside the bathroom for you so I could pee. And then when I got back, that's when he was putting it in you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So this guy, his name also starts with a fucking J. So here's another J. He, I start kissing him, and he's like, yeah, do you want to? I'm like, yeah. So he already has a condom on. I was like, damn, that was fast. And
it kind of looks like he doesn't have one on.
Yeah, it blends in so well with his dick skin. Anyways, he had the condom on. Don't give me that look. He had the condom on. He tries putting it in. It's a little soft, or maybe it's just the angle. I was laying on the bed. Like, I was almost hanging off the bed. And but anyway, he gets it in. Adam walks in at this point, and he's just like, whoa. And he is going hard. I'm on my back, hanging off the bed a little bit. He's going hard. Adam gets there, and like, I think you put your dick in my face. Yeah. And you start choking me a little bit.
Yeah, I was choking you, and I tried to do the blowjob thing, but you wouldn't, like, you, he was going, I guess, too hard for you to give me a blowjob at that, yeah, at that position. So I just kept choking you.
Yes, which I fucking loved.
And, like, you're enjoying it so much, and I could tell. And it just put, like, a huge fucking smile on my face, because I knew you were enjoying yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just made me so happy in that moment. Like, not only was I happy, but I was proud. I don't know what it was, but I was fucking proud of you.
Sorry, he was proud of me. And, okay, so at that point, I think Jay was getting a little tired, he was going a little soft. I was like, can I blow you? So I get him on the bed.
Yeah, we basically just like flipped.
Yeah, we flipped position. He was on the bed on his back so I could blow him, and Adam was behind me trying to fuck me, right?
Oh, I wasn't trying.
He was.
I was fucking
him. He was fucking you. And it's really hard because he was kind of going kind of fast, and I was trying to give him a blow job, and he, Jay mm-hmm, was enjoying it. He was
he was like
laughing almost.
Leading into this blowjob. I'm like, are you ready for the best blowjob of your life? And he kind of, you know, does like, yeah, whatever, you know. And then what, like 10, 15 seconds into it, he's like, oh, I see what you mean.
Like, I love licking the balls. I think that's what makes my blowjobs unique, is because I just lick all over there. And he was, like, making this, like, giggly, like, noise. Like, enjoy. Like, it's weird to describe. But he was enjoying it. And it's also kind of hard when you're giving a blowjob when you're getting pounded from behind, because you don't want to, like,
scrape my pink dick.
You don't want to scrape your teeth on it, and I have fucking braces, and I don't want to accidentally scrape my braces on someone's dick.
And I think the entire, 8 months that you've had them, you might have scraped your braces on my dick, like, once.
Yeah, because I'm so careful. But it's hard to be careful when you're fucking pounding me from behind, and I'm trying to give, like, a good blowjob without scraping my metal braces against someone's dick and getting their, like, dick skin caught in them. That would be fucking terrifying. Like, that's a fear when I go down on people. Okay?
Fear not, my dear.
So, I was doing that, and then I think we had to adjust a little bit. Like, I scooted Jay up a little bit more. Adam came onto bed a little bit more. We did that for a little bit, and then we switched again.
Well, before that, I had wanted to blow him as well, because, like, your blowing him kind of brought back, like, flashbacks of when I, like, during our first threesome, how I was fucking you from behind, but then, like, me and you were both, like, blowing this guy at the same time. And so I wanted to, like, I just got the urge to blow him. And I didn't, like, I didn't just do it. I asked him, like, a little while later, once we switched, and I said, hey, man, like, you know, I got the urge to do it. How would you have felt about this? Like, because this was after the moment. And, you know, he respectfully declined, but he did it in, like, a nice
way. Yeah, he was really good at, like, declining.
Yeah, and, like, he, like, I wasn't even upset by it. He continued to pound Kelly's pussy, who then continued to blow me.
Okay, so while this guy was trying to pound me,
I was trying to, like, make you not stop blowing me in kind of, like, as a dominant way.
Yeah, yeah, in a more dominant way. He's like, what were you like? You were like,
I was like, I'm basically saying, like, don't stop blowing me. Like, yeah, don't stop sucking my dick or whatever.
Something like that. And, like, he would push my head down and that would make me gag a little bit. And that would make me fucking Kegel and push the other guy's dick out and basically cut it in half sometimes when he would do that. And I was trying to get Adam to, like,
well, you couldn't tell me that.
I couldn't tell you because I had his dick in my mouth, okay? Sorry. I'm getting a little rowdy. But, like, that kept going on for, like, maybe 5 minutes. Like, he would force his hand and push my head down. I'd fucking gag, Kegel, push the other guy's dick out of my vagina. And that was just going on for so long. And I felt so bad for that guy because, like, he was trying to pound me. And he kept saying, like, his dick is not as big as, because he's black. And he keeps saying that his dick is not as big as, like, other black guys. But it was pretty decent sized. And bless his heart, my Kegels kept cutting it in fucking half. Like, oof, poor guy. Yeah.
But eventually, I don't even know if he came. Did he come?
I don't think he came.
Yeah.
I kept Kegeling his dick out of my pussy.
Those goddamn Kegels. Have you been practicing your Kegels?
No.
Tell them that story.
No.
Tell them that story.
Oh my god. So Adam and I were fucking, and
like a while ago.
Like this has been like a few months ago, like 6+ months ago. And what was I do? Ratting you or something?
I don't know, but like you kept Kegeling on me, and fuck. It was like you, like, any time my dick would go in and out, you were squeezing it extra hard with your beautiful, wonderful Brenda, your pussy. And,
like, afterwards, after he came, he's like,
out of breath, like, completely exhausted. Like,
wow, have you been doing them Kegels? And I fucking lost it. I was dying. I, like, hopped off his dick, rolling around laughing. It was
just, we need to, like, come up with, like, a notebook of funny things that I've said during sex.
Because he said multiple things.
Oh, girl. I fucking say a lot of funny things during sex. And, like, that might be, like, a new segment that we could do. Funny things Adam said during sex.
Yeah.
Or just funny things said during sex.
Yes, it's good. Anyways, back to the swinger party. We get sidetracked. After that, we cleaned up a little bit. I peed again. And then we just went downstairs. Like, at this point, it was, like, maybe midnight, 1 a.m., yeah. And one of the other administrators, organizers, was completely shit-faced.
Yeah, we ended up driving him home. And the organizer who owns the house that we were fucking in, he was trying to figure out a way to get him home. And he was going to have his wife take him. But this particular individual lives, 5 minutes from us? So we volunteered to take him home. You drove his car, and then he proceeded to attempt to show us his beautiful pup.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, we thought that he was just taking him out for a walk. I didn't think that he was taking him out for us to meet it.
Because I would totally have stayed and just played with him.
Same.
And so we dropped him off.
Went and got some cookout. I feel like cookout is like a fucking... they need like a rewards program now because like goddamn, we spend so much money there, especially after like swinging adventures.
Yeah, so we go to cookout, come home, eat it, chill, go to bed. We had a good time. But anyway, guys, that was our Saturday night. Hope you guys had a great Memorial weekend.
Yeah, and there's another swinger party coming out next weekend as well. So we're I think we're going to wrap things up there. Babe, why don't you tell them where they can find the socials?
The Instagram is the most important one. At TNR Podcasts, because I run it. I run this bitch.
Shout out to those of you all on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram who have been reaching out to us, as well as the emails.
Love you guys.
Keep them coming, pun intended.
And yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode.
And so the nakedrelationship.com is where you can find our website. And with that, we'll leave you alone for the week.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. So we know we said we'll talk to you next week. We'll leave you the fuck alone. But don't forget to go to our show notes, to our website, and find the links to Alt Playground, because you don't want to miss out.
Guys, don't miss me on the playground.
Imagine listening to us while trying to find your next play partner. Fuck more do you want?